Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast, a Halloween special. And as you can see, I have dressed up in what might be a recycled outfit and what you may have predicted, the ghost of Luke Littler. No darts will be flying around this board, only ghost darts. I do have the actual full-on outfit here with the proper... I don't know how much this cost. I didn't buy it. I'll tell you the story a bit later on. But I want to introduce our wonderful cast one by one. Over in my corner, the man, the myth, the legend. Unfortunate accident mean he's dead. A knife in the head welcomes Mr. Joe Smith!
It's all gone wrong. I'll get into it in a minute.
And over in the corner, we don't know what really to call him because he's just made this outfit up as we speak. It's Ethan J!
Oh, hello, everyone. I am Hawk Tour.
What's the I am. Didn't think of an outfit, so no. I just bought some of it.
It's an eagle's mask, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what's the hat for?
Just
look at his eyes. Look at his eyes through the caps. Come on, do it again. Look. You look fucking horrible.
I can't see the buttons, Drew.
Yeah. Hook to a, yeah, of course you are. Absolutely awful.
And in the middle, we said to Dom, you can get whatever you really want to wear. We actually gave him a budget.
Yeah.
It's Dom, ladies and gentlemen. Fucking hell. What are you?
I'm a ghost.
He's Hook to a. How are you, Dom?
I'm okay.
You're very spooky tonight.
Yeah, woo.
Woo.
Great, Jeff.
Thank you very much. Just letting everyone know we are live on YouTube, so please come and say hello to us. Love to get your comments read out throughout the show. Let us know where you're watching as well.
Can we start with a real issue?
The real issue of the day.
The big issue today, and I'll tell you why it's an issue, because that hand there, cut to my camera, has been washed four times.
Four times.
Now, that hand, what colour is that? What colour are my fingers there, Joe?
Red.
They're red, those, aren't they?
Yeah.
Now, that's the blood that is all over my face, having been washed off skin four times.
So, I believe... So, me and Dom, about an hour ago, went to go get some bits and bobs for the show. So, we got some nice little gooey cake in the middle there. We got an eyeball cake. Hold it up, Dom, for us. Ghosted Dom. Oh, no, Dom. Just pick it up. Fucking hell. Just pick it up.
The spookiness is because I can't, because I'm not able to hold
matter.
Matter, yes.
Ooh. Anyway, there's a cake in the middle that's like an eyeball. You've also got pumpkins here that we got. And then we went to Affleck's Palace to buy white face paint to make me look like a ghost.
Yeah.
And blood.
Yeah. And now it says... On the bottle, it just says fake blood. Did you buy prop blood that doesn't wash off, like trick spooky fake like trick blood?
Dom,
what
did we?
You were I there. Was just concerned that the fat woman who was working there wasn't actually a lesbian, because we're in a we're in an LGBT shop.
You don't have to be to work there, do you?
I think you do need to be
part
of the queer community if you're working in an LGBT. Yeah, but I wanted to ask her.
Yeah, but I said, she said, do you want to pay cash or card? And I can't reply with a question going, by the way, just a question on you. We are worried. Cheers for putting us off there. Yeah. Dom, we are worried about your face. People in the comments saying, Joe, you're not getting that off anytime soon.
How can they have made this?
Dan Temple says, please use some fairy liquid, Joe. You'll get that off.
Fairy liquid, right. There we go. Thank you. It's ghosts and fairies tonight, isn't it?
Tommy Lee says Joe's fingers are reminding Dom of his childhood.
Unbelievable stuff.
Jesus Christ.
and Joe, you look like Casper got too excited on your face.
Yeah, your makeup is absolutely crap, isn't it? So you're having a go at Ethan for his outfit. You got given a free Luke Littler top and have put a bit of jizz on your own face.
I'm the ghost of Luke Littler if he was to tragically have life.
Tragically what? Take his own life?
No, dying doesn't mean he has to take his own life, does it?
Well, he's young.
He could get hit by a dart in the brain.
He's young and fit, isn't he?
If he's under 40, that is probably the most likely way.
Right. He's going to kill himself because he loses a match.
Christ. Ethan, will you explain yourself, please?
Yes. Wait, sorry. I don't know if people can hear me. So
they can hear you, yeah. Don't worry about it. Put your nose down.
Oh, I can't see a thing, Joe.
There you go.
Oh, what was the question?
What are you come as? Explain yourself.
Oh, do you know the viral sensation of that woman on the video getting asked how does she please males? I think it was something like that. And she basically says you've got to give them that hock to her and spit on that thing. So I've imagined what that phrase would be if it was a reality. I think it would look like this.
You've come as the physical representation of an aggressive oral sex act.
I've come as an idea, a concept.
That's pretty good. What we got on the show
right,
today, Joe?
Brilliant. So, no 9 out of 10 Club World Cup today. Well, let's pause for next week. What we do have is a trip to Iceland. I went to go redeem myself.
The fjords. I'm thinking Aurora Borealis.
No.
I'm thinking, what?
Sadly, I went to try and see if they had the world's spiciest ready meal.
Yeah.
They didn't have the curry I wanted, but the mac and cheese, which is also in the new ready meal, is up. Dom, put it underneath your sheet.
And this is genuinely, this is part of that range. I've seen the packaging. This is the ghost chili one.
It's spicy. So that's coming up. Ethan's going to be doing a film review, which is going to be a horror film, isn't it, Ethan?
I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, I'm open to all ideas.
We did speak about this before, so it's not new to you, this idea.
Oh, it's all new to Hawk Tour.
I'm going to be playing a game called Trick or Treat with the guys here, and also we'll be doing top three scariest things.
It's
too scary!
How have we all been?
I've been nice!
You've been away, haven't you?
I've been to the Lake District for the first time.
Amazing. How was it? First time?
I've never been before, I don't think. I was thinking this. Lizzie asked me if I'd ever been. We went together, and I don't think I have.
I'm sure you've been before during this podcast, no?
I've never. When?
You always go away with your family to, like...
I don't think I've been to the Lake District.
Places.
No, I don't think I've been there. We went to, I don't know if you've heard of it, Lake Windermere's.
Love it.
One of the big hitters on the lake scene, isn't it? It's up there with... I mean, that's the best one, isn't it? Music and Beer Festival.
You went to a Music and a Beer Festival?
Yeah. Was it an Oktoberfest thing with music, live music and stuff on?
Not a Music and a Fear festival.
It wasn't Halloween yet.
Ooh.
Cheers, lad, dog.
And it was great. We went and watched a band called Riot Jazz.
Nice.
Which are fantastic. They're a sort of jazz band with an MC kind of rapper as the kind of front man. He's very, very good. The band are very, very good.
Do you say Riot Jazz, sorry?
Yeah.
With the loads of hotels there with people with signs saying refugees not welcome. And then jazz was playing in the background.
No, it wasn't.
And then
that
loads of people got arrested.
It wasn't that kind of riot. Oh, it wasn't your Tommy Robinson kind of terrorism charges.
Ooh,
riot.
Terrorism. Ooh.
I don't know how I keep circling back to this. Thank you for getting
it.
So did you stay over at the
festival?
We
stayed over two nights at a spooky hotel.
Whoa.
It wasn't that spooky, but it was like sort of Fawlty Towers-esque. As soon as we got there, we were chatting to the woman behind reception. We got a nice little form with all the breakfast times. You put a tick next to what you want. Put a tick next to the kippers. Sorry, we're no kippers. Then one of the blokes who worked in there was going, "You're going to that music festival, are you?" And I'm like, yeah. I won't fucking go there if you paid me.
What?
Full of C-U-N-Ts.
No, he didn't.
And you were there.
And we were going...
He just called you C-U-N-Ts to your face.
Well, no, he said it's all just a load of C-U-N-Ts, that lot. And everyone at the hotel hated the festival. Too loud. It's sending shockwaves down the valley.
No.
We can't sleep at night because they've got all this music on.
But don't they like the fact that it's bringing tourism to the area?
Joe, it's a valley that no one lives in. It's literally an empty valley with a hotel in it and a festival in it. And everyone who's staying at that hotel is going to the festival, and everyone was fuming about the festival being there.
What is a valley?
It's basically the sort of...
a hole in the earth.
Not a hole necessarily, the kind of the space between two hills, I would call it.
Crap.
But the hotel
Dom's
itself.
Dom's arsehole.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Your bumhole. But have you been to the Lake District before?
I have been once last year, and we went to Kendal.
Oh, yes.
And it was great.
Did you notice, and I mean this with the greatest.
I don't.
Respect,
can I guess what you're going to say?
Go on.
The tourists there.
No, I wasn't going to say that.
Okay, go on.
Everyone who is from, who seems to be from the Lake District, it's not unusual.
Oh, yeah.
There's an oddness to them, to the locals, isn't there?
Maybe it's something in the air, too much oxygen. I think
there's too much oxygen. I think this is what humans are like when they have perfect conditions, sort of.
Can you stay still?
Sorry.
Organically.
It's just too hot under here. I went to the Lake District for my birthday this year.
Oh, yeah?
Was everyone a bit weird?
Well, I went with my prostitute friend and her husband, so it was a bit weird anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a river underneath the house, and we played Monopoly, and they pooled their money together to fight capitalism, but I got all the money and got all the hotels and bankrupted them both. Ooh, capitalism.
Ooh, capitalism.
So you enjoyed your sandwich.
It was fantastic.
There's lots of lamb dishes out there, isn't there?
Is there?
Because of the sheep.
No, I wanted to have a curry one night, but Lizzie wouldn't let us.
What did you eat then?
I ate a burger the first night. I had the full English house breakfast.
Nice!
Which was very nice. Although it wasn't nice, in a way, as well.
What?
It was nice, but it was all sort of like... but kind of ill-prepared versions of everything. But
talk
in a nice
for,
way.
Talk for the eggs.
The eggs were all right. Fried eggs, they were the best bit. The sausage, sausages was on there, they put a tea. It was one sausage and it was that big.
Was it a Cumberland sausage? Because you're in Cumberland. Ooh.
No, that's not
you
scary.
You had to tick us for a sausage.
So there's a little table that you got with all the menu ingredients on it and you put a tick next to what you wanted for your breakfast. So Lizzie had porridge and a full English both
what?
Days.
I thought she doesn't eat meat.
Well, no, she didn't have the meat. She had a veggie full English. So it was nice and it was a lovely time. But... what were you going to say about the tourists?
There's just a lot of them, isn't
no,
there?
No, there was something specific.
No, there wasn't.
There was.
There's just...
go on.
In the Lake District...
yeah.
I was surprised...
yeah.
Because I didn't know how the Lake District had travelled there.
Travelled where?
There's a lot of people from China there.
There was.
There was, wasn't there?
Yeah.
And apparently, after London, the Lake District is their second destination.
Do you know, and I think I know why it is.
Lakes.
The lakes.
What were you going to say?
No, because it's quite unlike anywhere else in England, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Probably unlike anywhere in China as well.
Yeah, probably. I was thinking York as well as another place that when I did the marathon, I don't mention it, walking around, I thought, if you brought an American here, their heads would explode.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
Everything is 500 years older than America.
Yeah, there's no beautiful valleys or waterfalls or anything in America.
Well, that's why I said York, didn't I?
What?
That's why I said York, didn't I?
Oh, you can't see me. Don't have a go at me.
you've been out and about to Blackpool. That's a scary place.
Oh, yes. It's a shithole.
Look at the state of you. Oh, yeah. Look like your head's come off.
I decided I couldn't breathe anymore. So this is...
I look like the Passion of the Christ, don't I? That's what I look like I've come as.
I can't believe you guys are getting trained on about that.
My face is going to be that colour. I'm going to put a picture on the Sloppy Joe's Instagram after I've washed my face off so you can
Passion
see.
Of the Knifed.
Ethan, what did you say?
All right.
I was just saying...
didn't quite land.
I was just saying, Joe, that I've been to Blackpool.
Why?
To see Blackpool versus Wigan Athletic, the League One clash on a Monday.
Wow. Woo. Was it a scary journey to Blackpool?
Oh, well, you get there and it's all ran down and looks like it hasn't been seen to for years and years due to a lack of investment.
Hey.
And I must say...
and that's just the fans.
That's just the fans. Hey. And I must say that people are all so depressed and must have many demons.
Anything nice to say?
Well, we went in there into the pub and it was a very spooky pub because every fucker in there was a right weirdo. And
why were they weirdo?
Well, we got inside and Wob said, "Oh, they've even got an orange tangerine." I've ruined the joke.
Right.
I ruined the joke. I've ruined it. You got inside there and he said, "Wow, they've even got an orange pool table. Blackpool colours." And the man at the table went, "No, it's not, mate. Tangerine." Not impressed one bit.
Because Blackpool play in tangerine colour.
Yeah, I wonder why that is.
They won't call themselves... they won't say that it's orange when it's obviously orange.
I think you may need to shout out Greg Cooper for the...
for the super chat. Can you be in charge of super chat?
Yeah, I'd love to be in charge of super chat.
Go there, Dom.
It's my domain. Greg Cooper, cheers for the 200 plus episodes of Laughs, lads.
Yeah, super chats are on. We tried to turn the adverts off there, so sorry if you're getting adverts. Dom, what's the scare? I mean, is there any scary roles you've ever played in the world of acting?
Scary roles? I played the king in Macbeth who gets knifed. And I came on stage and I do this thing in Shakespeare where I do a big voice because I'm scared about my acting ability. So I was in the National Youth Theatre, but I had a beard and I was like 25. Crikey. So people were complaining that I looked like an adult on stage, but I come on stage and
Who's complaining about that? I wanted to see endless children.
I don't know.
Looks like an old
And boy. I come on and go, I had a great cape and it was set in German, Nazi Germany, so I was a Nazi essentially. And they come and go, ooh, look at this tassel that everyone's in. And I tried to really milk my couple of lines. I should have got Macbeth. The really handsome guy got Macbeth, but I was very good at Macbeth. And he's doing really well now in films and things.
What did he call Macbeth in Germany, or did he just call him Macbeth?
There's probably a joke in there somewhere.
There is.
Mac.
Well, if it was, it's saying Nazi Germany, was it?
Yeah. Mac. Poison bath.
Yeah, very nice.
Nova scary rolls. That's not scary. You die, you Macbeth.
Oh, scary rolls. I went topless to play a monkey in this caveman show for an American show. Oh, no! The role that got cancelled.
Did he get cancelled?
Have you heard about this?
Yes.
Have you heard about this?
No.
This is Dom's, like, big thing.
Yes.
This is like, this would have made Dom a star.
A millionaire. When I was 22, one of my first jobs I went up for, I auditioned for Frankenstein on CBS. And I got the part, and it was 30 grand an episode, and I was going to be in it for 8 years, and then it got let go. And I was going to play Igor. Ooh.
Why did it get let go?
I don't know, probably because it was shit.
30 grand an episode?
How mad is that?
Yes, so instead of being poor and mentally ill, I probably would have been dead because I would have just taken heroin, I think.
Imagine that.
Opioids.
That's crazy. So you got a role on a basically mainstream American TV.
Yeah, program. It was fucking huge.
Did you start filming?
A lot. What?
Did you start filming?
I filmed the pilot. The pilot.
Who's the pilot?
Does it exist anywhere?
Huh?
Does that exist anywhere?
I'm not telling you about that.
Do you have access to it?
Yeah, I do.
Can we see it?
No,
can we see it? Can we do like a Gogglebox style episode where we watch it?
Possibly.
I'd love to see
that. Dom's come as an autistic ghost.
How hard was that to get in the role?
Very easy, actually.
Why are you moving so much?
Because the eye holes are there. I'm like a dog in a locked car. It's too hot under here.
Whose bed sheet is this, by the way?
Mine. I tried to find another bed sheet, but the only one in the closet was the one that was washed a couple of times, but it was... It was like yellow. It was brown.
Your bed sheet.
It must have been when I was drinking. I just didn't wash my sheets for like a year and a half or something. Crikey. And my sweat had just gone into. You know those pictures online you see sometimes of like the aftermath of someone finding someone in
death.
A bed.
Yeah.
And they've been left there for like 3 years and no one's touched them. And they've actually molded in with the bed.
Yeah.
That was what my sheet was like. I went to Tesco and bought a new sheet.
Ooh. Let's get into the Halloween.
Ooh, self-neglect.
Let's get into the Halloween spirit then. Let's talk about Halloween, because I did something the other day with some family friends. I went pumpkin picking.
Ooh.
What is your take on pumpkin picking?
What is it?
It's essentially this. A farm turns a bit of their land into places where you just pick pumpkins up from the ground.
Are they still plugged in?
No.
You're joking.
They're all chopped up.
No, they're not.
Different places.
No, they're not.
So they've essentially moved them. You then just have to pick your favourite, which is what I've got here, by the way.
So you're not actually picking them, then?
Show me your favourite. Ethan, I left you a pumpkin there.
Oh, it's terrible. I got the worst pumpkin of all. What the fuck is this?
Well, it's from the pumpkin
patch. Look at that's not even a fucking
it's like
pumpkin.
The shape of my head.
I had to go to a place called Cockfields Farm.
Yeah. Not for the first time.
Weird that, innit? And guess what this is? I found this very strange.
Go on, then.
Do you know there was like a tractor in the field? A horrific tractor.
A tractor with a tawdry past.
Yeah.
And a tractor that had been a pest.
There was lots of different props there. And the tractor's registration plate was Pedro.
Pedo.
I thought you're one letter off the word pedo there. That's risky, isn't it?
I mean,
imagine anything else you could have called the tractor. Why Pedro?
Yeah, if you want to go all out on horror, maybe they did the
right
thing.
Could have called it Hector the tractor.
Why?
Or Trevor the tractor.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
TT. You got Mr.
Sorry,
Simpson.
Lil Gay has donated $1.99 to the podcast. Is Ethan related to Lewis from Pitchside, he says. Thank you, Lil Gay.
I do have a bit of... I used to have similar facial hair to him that I realised. So I shaved it off. There you go.
Christ.
Oh, it's so hot in here.
I'm hot and I'm not under that.
Would you be interested in doing pumpkin picking?
I'd do it, but I would like them to still be plugged in. I like it, you know, when you get strawberries straight off the vine and you just get your little punnet and you eat as many as you can get away with before they tell you off.
Yeah. Where have you done that?
I used to do it as a child.
Where? In Narnia?
No, they do strawberry picking.
Yeah, they do strawberry picking.
We used to go to the factories and pick old coal out of the old chimneys and take them home.
And they get thrashed for trying to steal.
Talk to me about Halloween in your house, Dom. Has it ever been a thing?
No.
Did you do trick-or-treating as a kid?
My parents' disabilities are scary enough. Ooh.
Did you ever do trick-or-treating as a kid?
No. When people come round, I just shout out the window after my old practice of shouting out the window. And drop things on them. We used to drop water on them.
So, a trick?
It was a trick and we didn't give them a treat. Ooh, one-sided transactions.
Do you ever remember a time you dressed up for Halloween?
No.
So what, do your family just not celebrate anything at all?
No.
Why do you think that is?
We're going to celebrate when my granddad finally dies of Alzheimer's.
No, you don't celebrate that.
What are you planning for it?
His money to come from his house. Ooh, escape from the UK.
You can't celebrate the death of your granddad.
Well, he wasn't a very nice man, as I've been over before.
Yeah, I'm going to cut that bit out. So, Joe, for you, what were your childhood costumes you remember?
I went to school once as a vampire.
Yeah.
But I got so scared and self-conscious that I got to the playground and started crying and made my mum take me home.
That's nice. I haven't heard anything like that from you. Like childhood trauma. It's nice to hear that.
Why is that nice?
Because we can, you know, have some kind of man-to-man, mano-a-mano.
You like that?
These antidepressants have really kicked in over the back.
I don't know what's happened to you, right? Before it, you're all like, didn't want to get involved. And now
I'm in costume. This is my acting persona now. As soon as the costume goes on, I'm all
you're all
grand and grandiloquence. I'm in performance mode now.
So yeah, that's my only real dressing up memory. Yeah. I dressed as Abraham Lincoln, a dead Abraham Lincoln once.
What?
Just because I had the beard and I'd sort of had a jacket.
Did I ever tell you about my horrific Halloween night at 42's?
No, I don't think so.
Aged 19. Oof.
What did you
blood
look like
everywhere.
Then?
What did I look like then?
Yeah.
A hunk.
Really?
Great arse.
What's changed?
Better arse.
Fat arse.
Did you used to have a phenomenal arse?
No.
Oh.
But if you wanted to grab it, you could.
Yeah, put it that way. It'd grab
you. Give me change.
Oh. Rafa D has donated $4.99. The best part of Dom's costume is that it's fitted sheet.
Yeah.
And you can see the corners. I did try and find a straight sheet, but I couldn't find one.
Do you know you've got the chat thing up there? Can you triple check people's names before you're allowed Dom?
Please.
Really worried about it.
Please, like, put funny names
Lil
on.
Lil Gay just got through.
Lil Gay's great.
Lil Gay's fine.
What's wrong with Lil Gay?
Lil Gay's fine.
Discriminatory.
Big Gay I'm worried about.
Talk to us about 42s.
So... I played a game of rugby union the day of. You ever played rugby before, Ethan?
Oh, yes. There was a time where me and Reese and Year 7 used to play, and Mr. Barlow used to let us go in early because it was all... We got hurt and that, and it was too cold and used to be shivering. So we used to be allowed in for a nice warm shower.
What?
Oh, my God.
The risk of bringing back a memory that you'd long since forgotten, Ethan.
Yeah.
Mr. Barlow used to take just two boys, the slenderest, smallest, and most fragile boys, in for an early shower, did he?
Well, he felt sorry for us because I kept getting battered around and it was cold. So he said he would warm me up with a nice shower.
Oh, this isn't true, is it?
No, he wouldn't come in with me. He'd send me to the shower.
And were you nude in the shower?
No, he wore his kit.
No, because sometimes, like...
Surely you weren't so insecure as a child that you wore your clothes in the shower.
When we were 13 and like 14 and we went to PE and they said you can have a shower, no one got nude.
You had showers at school.
No one got nude.
He said you did.
You kept your pants on. You just dealt with it.
Really?
No one got nude.
No, I would never show my penis in public.
Really? No, it's not public.
I mean...
What about if you... saw a script and in the role it said
show your penis in public
naked.
Yeah. Oh, I'd have to do that because it's not me getting naked, it's the character getting naked, you see. There's a difference there.
So what about if they asked you to... I said, oh, my God, we've got to put something over that.
Well,
we've got to make something to go over
it. It's not revolting, my penis. It's just, I don't know, it's not sensational.
Yeah, but that's... No, but not because there's a problem with yours.
I'd say that's fine. I'd say that's fine.
Would you do it?
Yeah. Ever since I've had that hair pot on my back for 4 hours every morning by those Greek people smoking fags in that underground basement in Athens, I'm kind of fine with things putting things on my body.
That's fair. Yeah.
Anyway, so I played rugby union during the day and we had a pretty hectic game that resulted in me coming off injured because there's a thing called the ruck. Have you ever heard of a ruck?
Yeah, I play chess, mate. I'm not an idiot.
Anyway, ruck is where lots of big boys sort of dive on the ball to try and protect the ball or even try and grapple the ball off the opposition.
Okay.
It resulting in about 10 people or more on top of me.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm on the bottom of the ruck and as the people get off one by one, I'm sort of lying upwards facing the sky.
Oh, no.
I'm in a very dangerous position, but my arms are sort of tied down. It's quite sexual in a way.
I was going to say,
nearly. But what happened was,
kick the ball off.
When the second lad who was on top of me, so eight people have got off, there's one big guy ready to get off, and as he gets off, he leans on my testicles to push himself up.
No.
And I knew right then, something's going to hurt.
My day is done.
Anyway, I played on for 10 more minutes and then it started aching.
Yeah.
I took some paracetamol. I was fine until I went out to 42's nightclub in town.
I love that. You were so injured you couldn't play on, but you thought, I'll go out with the most painful bollocks I've ever had in my life.
Can I pause you, please? Benjamin Metlas, thank you very much for the $1.99. If Joe versus Joe never comes back, I'll cry. Cheers. And it's got six fingers up.
Nope, six thumbs up.
Six thumbs
up.
You
can't put six fingers up there.
I tried. Carry on, sorry.
And I went into the toilets after an hour and as I took my first wee of the 42's experience and sort of, you know when you have a wee and it's all quiet, everyone's crammed into the urinals.
Yeah.
Do you wee in urinals?
No, I always sit down on the toilet.
I don't want
people looking at my penis.
I taught myself
to wee in urinals.
Right, look, this is my argument about sitting down on the toilet. It never goes anywhere. It's very comfortable. You can read your phone. And you don't have to look at someone else's penis, and no one else can look at your penis.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyway, I just got in touch with the urinals and I weed blood.
Oh,
and some people thought it was part of the Halloween outfit. How's he pulled that off?
I know someone drew from our school, and his testicles got stood on by someone studs the burst, and he had to get them cut off.
Right, that's so much worse.
If it was. Testicle top trumps. You've just absolutely wallied
that's
me.
That's absolutely vile.
Did it burst on the pitch? Or detonate them?
No, like pop them.
Do you know when they find a World War II bomb in the field?
They know it's
about to blow.
They had to do a controlled explosion on his bollocks.
Oh, I can tell you a story.
Detonate them. Behind the wall. Just the tiniest explosion ever.
I know somebody who works in weddings. And there was going to be a marriage at a church in Manchester.
Oh, God.
And all the old folks got together the day before, and they do something called show or tell, where they bring in someone from their past lives. Bring in someone from when they're young. And one of the old chaps brought in a World War II bomb that's not been detonated. And they all had to leg it, and police came and
blew up the newspaper.
Crazy.
He didn't blow up the church.
Yeah, but I had a bit of zhazha.
I added a bit of Jar Jar Binks to
it. Yeah, I forgot the words. Jar Jar Binks.
When I had a catheter in my urethra to my bladder and they pulled it out, for days afterwards I was pissing blood and it felt like needles. Penis blood pain.
Now,
very, very painful.
One thing we did ask is for ghost stories, and Ethan's going to be in charge.
Can I say something?
No.
I was just thinking about, obviously, you're talking about penises and stuff, and I was just thinking, is this, I don't know if this is a problem, but do you ever get that, like, almost like cramp in your bum where you're just walking and you have to freeze and, like, lie down?
That's
I had that 2 days ago.
That's a
what?
Kidney stone.
I know. Yeah. No, it's not. Is it?
Is it? Well, it could be. It's a
you
kidney
can't
stone.
Yes.
I'm the doctor ghost here, and it's either a kidney stone or a UTI.
I know exactly what you mean. It comes on slow, doesn't it, Ethan? And then it sort of stops you in your tracks, and whilst your bum sort of
feels. Yeah, you just have to like
wild.
Almost clench yourself down and calm yourself down, and then it'll pass. You just focus, and it's gone.
Oh, it's Dan Hine says it's called anal cramp.
That's a real thing.
I'll Google it.
Bradley Healy's just donated £1.99. Dom, do a meet and greet at Stalybridge Tesco. Send me a message on Twitter and I'll come and see you.
Ooh. Do you right. want some stories?
Yeah, some yeah. stories. Let's do some stories. Oh, Ethan, how was your Halloween as a kid growing up?
As a kid, trying to think, did do trick or treating. I love dressing up as Two-Face from Batman.
How did you do the half of his face that was damaged?
I painted it pink.
Great. Just about the same colour as the other half.
Guess it was kind of the same thing.
So one half was your face, and the other half was your face with some foundation on
it. It was two face without the facial deformity, so yeah. It just remains a successful lawyer in the city of Gotham called One Face.
Why do they call you One Face? That's weird. Don't ask.
It's a long, spooky story.
Foreshadowing going on.
Ethan, what ghost stories have we got sent in?
Well, we've got. Do you want me to say the authors of them or not?
Yeah, you might as well.
Well, the first one is from Drew McGrath, and it's called ChatGPT Story.
I asked ChatGPT to create a ghost story.
It's going to be crap.
To do with Ethan James and this podcast. Save that for the last.
All right, and the other one I've got, Joe, is from Raz. Raz Dhaliwal.
Great, let's hear it. Is this come from a slopper?
Yeah, I asked for some ghost stories and only Raz got in touch.
Well, that's good. Thank you, Raz.
I've not read this yet, so I've no idea how it goes.
Ooh, we
could be cancelled.
Oh, it's Will Hesketh, the farmer. Will Hesketh donated £2, want me to bring milking equipment to the live show. Ever since I've been on my antidepressants, I can't blow my load.
Okay, Ethan, so,
story. Hold back. What do you mean? Is that a side effect?
Yeah, so that milking equipment could be helpful, actually. I was going at myself for about half an hour the other day. I was sweating, and I actually started to smell. So the sweat had come out of me, staled, and then started to smell whilst I was trying to end myself.
Oh, not that way.
No. Well, I could do that at the same time. Asphyxiate myself on the doorknob with a belt or something.
And what does it feel like? Does it feel like nothing's going to happen?
No, I think you just give up and just kind of collapse on your bed. So that's booze gone, drugs gone,
banking
gone. Well, I had to stand up to try and change the angle.
Angle.
Or change the blood flow, maybe.
But booze gone, what?
The booze is gone, drugs have gone, gambling's gone, money's gone. I need something back.
Banking's gone.
I need money to just get into prostitution.
Okay, cool. Ethan James.
Oh, yes.
Halloween spooky story.
This is from Raz. Raz says, this is a true ghost story.
The best ones.
He says, many, many years ago, 16 years old at college, my parents went on holiday, leaving me home alone for about 10 days.
10 days? Hold on! Is that the ghost? Is that the scary thing? You can't just leave a 16-year-old home alone for 10 days.
What's the legal age where you're allowed to be left home alone?
It's like 11, isn't it?
Well, I'll Google that. You start speaking, Ethan.
Well, my friends got left alone when they were 11. Well, that was probably child neglect.
Yeah, that's quite young.
It says there is no legal age in the UK for leaving a child home alone, but it is illegal to leave a child alone if it puts them at risk.
What? See, you said there's no legal. You can just leave a baby
See?
At home.
See?
For an hour and go yeah. where?
To there, was,
there,
risk.
Was a, there was a woman arrested in America. Sorry, this isn't funny at all.
Why are you laughing then?
I don't know.
Is
it's
it
just
bad?
So stupid. She left a baby on her.
What the fuck?
Sorry. Oh, she left a baby to go. She left a baby alone to go on holiday and it died. To go on holiday. Holiday. Why did you go on a holiday? To leave you flesh and blood, like 9 months in the horror of going through childbirth. Just go, oh, I've got a holiday booked. This is a really good idea.
That's horrific. Dom's laughter does not represent the pod. You've missed three super chats.
Oh, God, oh, sorry. Sorry, JBH. Thank you for your £5. Hey, Joes and Dom, love the show, but can you tell my daughter will watch Rick and Morty in a bit? Daughter of JBH, you're going to watch Rick and Morty in a bit. Get over yourself. John Bolt, £2. Thank
Don't
you very
say the
much.
£2 bit.
Did you ever get tins with no labels when treating?
Yeah, so when trick-or-treating, did you ever get given something that wasn't sweets?
No.
I never went trick-or-treating.
We got given some coins now and again, pound coins. We got given...
Sorry,
we got given...
Come on.
And we got given, bananas and fruit.
Really? Yeah. That's quite nice, though. That's expensive.
We got one more there. Can you see it?
Oh, what shit? Oh, beef. Oh, it's my favourite. No, the other ones are my favourite, obviously, but I love this name. A beef torpedo has donated £2.
I mean, we worked out what makes Dom laugh tonight, haven't we?
Love you, boys.
Would you like Ethan, this bloody story?
Oh, sorry, please. My bad. MB.
So, this is a true one. It's from Raz, right? Raz.
What's his second name?
Raz Dhaliwal. 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 He says, many, many years ago, 16 years ago at college, my parents went on holiday leaving me at home for 10 days. 10 days? Is that legal? 10 days? As you do, called the boys round for a session. Loving it. Having a great time. He says, I'd fallen asleep on the sofa to be awoken at around 3 a.m. by someone shaking my shoulder as if to wake up. I looked up and there's no one there. All the lights off but TV on. I absolutely shat myself. Bolted up, right sitting there knowing someone has just shook me awake. The only explanation... It was a ghost, and my ghost, and my house is haunted. I just walked upstairs and went to sleep, completely forgetting it ever happened. Maybe my mind couldn't handle it and repressed the memory. And then he says, anyway, 4 or 5 days later, gone to me mates, and had a few of the local papers from the week browsing through, front page headline, earthquake hits Coventry. That's all it was. And there was me repressing memories that I've gone through something traumatic. It was an earthquake in Cov.
That's mad.
That's a good story, that.
Yeah.
With a twist.
Do you believe in ghosts, Tom? Like, would you have thought, oh, that's a scary ghost?
I'd like to believe in them.
But no.
No.
If you could haunt one room, like, or one house, where would you haunt and why? When you die,
so that's a very blind date question, isn't it?
The bedroom, because I'd stop people having sex. I think I'd be like, ooh, not in there.
Don't put that in there.
No.
Where would it be?
Where what? Where would it be? Someone's bum. Obviously. No, you know what the answer is. Sorry, Giorgio, Giogo. Has donated £2. Love you guys. Thank you, Giogo.
We
Giogo.
Donated.
Benjamin. Metalist 199. Dom, tell the story of the ghost named Ma Stiff Cock.
That is a spooky one, isn't it?
It's very spooky.
Joe, where would you haunt?
Where would I haunt? I'd probably just haunt maybe not people's home. Just classic. And
yeah.
Just get them, just nudge them along.
You could haunt Old Trafford. No, you should see the games and stuff.
There's enough ghosts there already. There's enough sort of bad things going on there that no one can explain. They don't need me knocking about. There's probably thousands of people haunting there.
Where would you haunt?
Oh, that's a really good question, Joe. Maybe terrorists.
Oh, that's nice.
I think...
Just a maybe, though. He isn't convinced he'd want terrorists.
I think they probably deserve a bit of a shaking up.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Might put them off committing terrorist acts. You know what I'm thinking?
Crikey.
You know, if you
what if you scared them and they accidentally press the button?
Oh,
boom!
I'd feel awful at that point. Here's if I'd inadvertently caused that.
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah.
Yeah. But to be fair, if it's in their house, that's probably the best place for it to happen.
Yeah, you could haunt people that are on the edge of like bridges and stuff.
No, that's it.
Joe, tell me what you're going to say.
No, actually, let's move on. Have you got a little quiz?
Yes, I do have a quiz. Get your whiteboards.
Oh, right.
What's your quiz called, Joe?
It's called Trick or Tree. And it's very simple. You've got to write the word trick or write the word treat down. What's up, Dom? You all right? Have you got your board down there?
Where is it?
There you go.
Oh, is that my... What?
Right, the word trick or treat. It's basically true or false, right? But don't.
I can't
right.
see now.
So what? How is it basically true or false? Because
I'm going to ask you a question. Yeah. If you think it's true, you write treat. If you think it's false, you write trick.
So it's the fact that the words happen to be trick and treat are nothing to do with the questions involved.
No.
Right. Okay.
But you'll have fun. You'll have fun.
We'll have fun.
Okay.
Here's question number one: trick or treat.
Okay.
I am the black box on an aeroplane, and I am, of course, black. Trick or treat?
What's this?
Do you mean true or false?
Yes, but it's a Halloween edition, isn't it?
So what?
So
have you even
trick
asked
is
me?
False. True is treat.
Yeah, a black box on a plane. What?
And I am black. The black box is black. Is it trick or treat?
Treat's true, isn't it?
Yeah, treat's true. What are you putting in, Ethan?
The worst writing I've ever seen, John. No one's going to be able to read that, are they?
Treat.
I think it's real.
I think it's false.
Black boxes on airplane are orange. Yes. There you go. Losers. So Joe Smith's in the point, 1 point.
Ding, 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 ding.
You get to take the cake home, by the way.
Thank you.
What do we want? Dom really reminds me of the Elephant Man. I've got a fucking sheet on.
I think he wears a sheet, doesn't he?
Oh, does he?
Trick or treat? There are 12 seconds in a year. Trick or treat?
What the fuck are you talking
trick
about?
Trick or treat? There are 12 seconds in a year. 10 seconds on the clock. Boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom. You wrote treat twice.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, who are we going to go for? Trick or treat? Ethan James.
Well, it must be true because there's at least 12 seconds in a year.
There's 12 seconds in a year.
There's no more than 12 seconds in a year.
It's a trick then, isn't it?
What?
There's no more than 12 seconds. There's 12 seconds in a year.
Your phraseology errors.
What is it?
A trick or treat?
He wants us to get this wrong.
Yeah.
But we've all got it right, which is annoying him.
Yeah, that's
we've
it.
All said treat. It's a treat, isn't it?
It is a treat. Yeah. There is 12 seconds. There's the 2nd of Jan. There's the 2nd of February. There's the 2nd of March.
Oh, I thought you just meant there are 12 seconds. What the fuck?
That's pish, that.
Sure. Right,
this blood has dried on my face and it ain't coming off. Go on. That's rubbish, that.
It's not rubbish.
Go on then. Number three. So it's 2-1-1. How many questions have we got?
He's run out. He's just writing them down now.
Trick or treat. Champagne is made from red grapes. Trick or treat.
That's fucking
I am champagne.
False.
I am made from red grapes.
Trick
or treat.
Are you fucking stupid? Anyone can answer these questions. I'm a ghost.
What are you going for?
Trick.
I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to say treat.
That's fucking stupid. It's white grapes.
I think it is white grapes.
Well,
I'm going to go the other way.
I think it's white, but now I think it's... I must be... I put trick, but I think I'm wrong because Dom's so arrogantly sure, so I feel like it's wrong.
Champagne is made from red grapes. That's tree. It is.
What?
Champagne is made from red grapes.
That's fucking stupid. Where's this?
Literally, yes. Most champagne is made from red grapes.
What
champagne is predominantly made from red grapes. You're all a loser. Joe's still in the lead.
No wonder I'm unemployed.
Joe's still in the lead, I said.
No wonder I'm unemployed.
Yeah, you should be doing a wine quiz for cash.
Right.
Final question.
If you were running a race and passed the person in second place, you'd be in first.
Oh,
trick or treat?
Say that again.
If you were running a race and you passed the person in second place, you'd now be in the lead. Trick or treat?
That's a stupid fucking question.
What is it then?
It's a trick, that.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's wrong. Because you're second.
You're correct. Give yourself a point.
Hey.
Trick or treat. Here's one for you.
When does this end?
How long... No.
This is the last one.
No, I've got four more.
What?
Trick or treat. The 100-year war lasted 100 years.
Oh, yeah. We all know it lasted more than 100 years.
Trick or treat.
It lasted like 108 years or something.
Trick or treat.
Trust me, Ethan.
I trust Joe. Trick.
It lasted more than 100, didn't it?
It did last 160! Yeah, final one!
There was four more, but that's been cut down to two.
Final one.
When are we eating this cake?
The phrase trick or treat originated in England.
Ooh. Yeah, trick I or think treat. It was. Wasn't it like a... Like a Guy Fawkes piece.
No. Treat. I don't know.
Well, trick sounds American. Doesn't it?
Treat sounds British.
Trick sounds American.
Sound British. What are you going to go for?
I'm going to say it's English.
I'm going to say a trick. I'm going to say trick.
Well, Drew Smith's got everyone right, so I'm saying treat because you know shy like this.
I don't know.
It is true! In England, in the medieval England. So Joe Smith wins. Medieval. He gets to keep the cake.
Thank you.
What, you get to eat the cake?
Yeah.
Should have tried harder.
You having all that?
I went. Yeah, I ate all that.
Did we miss any super chats?
Can't spare any. Sorry, no. I need to take this home for my wife.
What?
I'm taking the cake home for my loving wife.
You can't have all of it.
I can. It's mine and my wife's.
Can I have some white chocolate?
No.
Ethan, it's time now for your film review.
Oh,
play the jingle.
Harry Potter!
Harry Potter!
Oh, yeah. It's time for my film.
Sorry, Jack Me Off has donated £2. Keep it up. Thank you, Jack Me Off.
Right. I know you're not going to clean the studio up, so you better stop doing that.
I'm going to clean up. I cleaned up before.
Also, can I ask you not to hit me again?
No, no. You got to look at it. I've got it.
Right.
What the fuck?
McGarry is a baby.
One more time and I'll destroy your laptop.
Time for your film review. Go on.
So I got asked, Joe, to do a horror review. A horror review.
Can't you speak?
And I thought I would give you maybe The Shining.
Oh, it's a good one. It's a classic. Yeah. I've never seen it, so don't spoil it.
No, you spoil it.
No,
of course you have to spoil it. He's reviewing it.
No, have you ever? Oh, you've never seen Mark Kermode's film review, have you? He doesn't spoil it. He talks about the tone.
He's a professional.
He talks about the tone. He talks about how it made him feel. He talks about the filmmaking process. He talks about the audience reaction. He doesn't just say the storyline.
My friend does the podcast for Mark Kermode. He edits it.
What?
What was the tone?
Simon Mayo?
No, Jeremy Barrington, Newmark Jones.
Hell of a name.
What was the tone like then, Ethan, of The Shining?
Oh, yeah, it's not great. It's all quite sad and scary throughout, I'd probably say.
One of the universally most loved films of all time.
Yeah, but you know what? It lacks gore. Like, what's that film where The Hunger Games?
The Hunger Games.
Yeah,
I don't think I would have got The Hunger Games.
The Shining's decent, but it's no Hunger Games.
You can't compare The Shining to The Hunger Games.
No, I mean, they both lack gore, don't they? And yeah. There's
you know what else lacks gore, I think? The White House between the year 2000 and 2004.
That's very good.
Thank you.
That's Jack Carter good. Donated, excited for my 9 out of 10 club WC entry.
Yeah.
Is that wash closet entry? Pringles and salsa.
Yeah, that's
face with a face with a Nazi salute, is that?
No, it's just a salute.
Oh, too. Right, okay.
Yeah, that was in the new iOS update. Fucking hell.
I've got one, Joe.
iOSS.
Do you know what else lacks gore?
What?
Man United's midfield after pre-season.
Yeah, Dan Gore got sold. It's very, very good. So what else about The Shining? How does it look? What are the visuals like in terms of cinematography, in terms of the acting performances? How is it?
Well, it's a good question. I must say, I can't really remember it at all. So that I think for me that screams.
I love how mad Joe gets when you don't do it right. He hates it, genuinely hates it.
Generally does.
I think it's hilarious, and you actually hate it.
Yeah, you do. He's not even winding me up here.
But that's the point. That's the point. If you can't remember something very much, it mustn't be all that good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
really
there's
true.
That scene where he puts his head through the door.
Yeah,
that's an iconic scene.
That's arguably one of the most iconic scenes, isn't it?
Arguably.
I could do that in the studio.
No, but that's not what film is about, is it? Because loads of films are just people talking. You talk, but it doesn't mean that you've made a great film.
For relax, graphics and gore.
Graphics!
Do you know what I mean?
What do you want, CGI?
Well, Listen, Drew, I feel that some people look into films too much and I just see what I like and what I don't like. Also, it is crap. That lacks gore as well and yeah. Nothing happens in it.
Unbelievable.
Don't watch any of them.
Jimmer Kong Giller says Ethan Hawke for Ethan's costume, which is very funny.
That's very
That's
nice.
Clever, that.
What are you up to this week?
What do you mean, what am I up to?
What have you got coming up this week? What are you doing?
What kind of question is that?
Have you ever spoke to a human before?
I have spoken to a human before. I don't think on a Sloppy Joe's podcast ever you've asked me what we're coming up this week.
Oh.
I've got...
What are you doing?
Why? Are you going to surprise me with something?
No, I just want to know what you're up to.
I've got loads coming up.
Like what?
What are you... Why? What are you saying?
Has anyone ever been more defensive than you? I've literally asked what you've got coming up this week, which is a general conversation point.
I've got two Halloween quizzes.
Your life is so good.
I've got two Halloween quizzes.
It's so good.
I'm on Drive Time on Halloween. It's going to be spooky. On BBC Red
Manchester.
What's Drive Time? BBC Red Manchester. Oh, not too many BBC, BBC Radio Manchester.
Do people tune in to you specifically to listen to when they're driving?
Yeah.
Well, not specifically.
Yeah, specifically.
I don't. No, I just put it on because...
I don't.
No, the cafe happens to have you on.
Yes. And then on Saturday and Sunday, I'm on the watch along with you on Stretford Paddock.
Can't wait.
Why? What's this surprise you're going to come?
Why? You're the only one who's...
Oh, my God, I know what I'm doing. Is that what you're asking me for? Right, I know what Joe's asking me. I'm hosting a karaoke off Sunday night at the new Bunny Jackson's. Right, £100 for the best singer of the night.
That's incredible.
£100.
Well, I think right now we should do a little blast, a 5-second blast.
Yeah, Dom, what would you sing to win £100?
So yeah, if you've got a singer character, so not only, let's remember as well, Joe's the judge, so don't pick anything that's good.
Oh, what's that one? What's that one by Notorious B.I.G.?
No, let's not. Ethan, what would you
Super Nintendo.
Cut his mic off immediately. What would you sing, Ethan, for... you've got to win a quiz.
You've got to win £100.
Yeah, you've got to win £100. Being the best karaoke you possibly can.
Well, it's an excellent question, Drew, I must say.
Super Nintendo.
I really love... Is it... Journey?
Oh, yeah.
Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah, that's usually my go-to. But if I had to win the money...
You've got to win big.
I think maybe. Oh, The Flood by Take That.
Go on, hit us a little blast now.
I can't do that, Joe.
Go on, a little blast.
What's the lyrics again?
No one understood.
No, we were holding back the flood.
Brilliant, that mate. Really well done.
But if I had the lyrics on, I think I could really get into it.
I've realised what my karaoke song is the other week in the car.
What is it?
You know when you just... Because I've not had a car that long, I didn't realise how they're the perfect place on earth to belt out a tune on.
Yeah.
Because you think the shower's good for singing, but someone might hear you. And I live in a terrace house, so I'm worried that my next door neighbour's going to think I'm shit at singing. When I'm in the car, no one can hear me scream.
No.
And I was singing...
You forgot it?
How Deep Is Your Love by the Beatles. It's the best song ever.
It is
and I
good.
Really think I could win a karaoke competition.
Well, there. See you there
I
on
can't
Sunday.
Sing, but I might be there on Sunday.
Should we eat the food in which I didn't bring in and then brought in? Should we get to that? Right, so what happened if you weren't watching? About 2 weeks ago, I saw a news story that Iceland had brought out a range of really spicy food that you had to be 18 and plus to buy it.
18 and plus sized.
18 and cheeky fucker. 18 and plus. Didn't ask me Friday. Stop fucking about with that thing. Right, anyway, so I went to Iceland. They didn't have it, so I just pretended that they had it.
Yeah, you just lied to them and brought
And I bought in
Vindaloo
some just a Vindaloo. Then it caused uproar. So I went back to Iceland today. And unfortunately, the range of curries are not sold out. But, the lady did say, in the same range was the world's spiciest mac and cheese.
Would you like me to bring it?
Yeah,
forth?
Bring it
bring
over.
The mac and cheese.
Bring it over, big boy. You've got your own one there, Ethan. Now, we're all going to try this and see, is this actually, true or false, the world's spiciest ready meal? Dom, you might have to show yourself a little bit here.
Show yourself, boy.
Get in the middle there.
It'd be so funny if you were shirtless under that, wouldn't it?
It was Dom all along! I would have got away with it if it wasn't for these flids.
Right, go and get... chuck us a fork. How many forks you got there?
Is that hot?
We got four forks.
It was cooked an hour ago.
Right, there you go, hold that.
Four forks?
There's four forks, there should be.
You need to be over 18 to eat this.
Yeah, don't eat... Yeah,
no, you don't have to be. As a market employee...
Because I'm 17.
17th century. Right, come on.
Right, there you go.
I'm not having that much.
Fucking look at Dom's!
Half it, half that.
Is it really hot?
Yes, no. It's the world's hottest.
Take that. The world's hottest ready meal.
Because I'm not. I've got a.
Ethan, you got to show me what how much you're having. I don't believe it.
I've got kidney disease.
You'll be fine.
You'll be fine, Ethan.
It's
is this
cold.
Going to be terrible? Is this going to be really bad? I'm worried. I licked my finger and it was bad.
It can't be that bad.
No, it won't be that bad.
I fucking licked a piece of pasta and it's burning my tongue.
Right. Are you ready, Ethan?
Wait, how much are you having?
Like that,
show
like
us, show us yours. Show us yours, you cheeky twat.
Aye?
Yeah, go on.
Right, 3, 2, 1, all the best.
I'm so scared.
Oh, straight away.
Oh my God.
Straight away.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Straight away.
Oh no!
Get a whole thing down here.
Fuck off!
What's up here?
Oh my no. God, it's really bad.
It's nice.
Oh no!
They've done it.
So they've done it.
Do you know what?
They've actually, meal.
They've actually done it.
Are you all right? Should have brought water, shouldn't we?
This is hot, isn't it?
I'm going to go back in.
Yeah, I quite enjoy it, though. I like a little bit of cake.
It's hot, that.
Oh, I can't go back in.
Why?
Go on.
What more?
Go on, Joe.
It just suddenly got a bit worse.
It's really hot.
I'm not sure I can have this.
Eat it, Dom.
I need to ring my paediatrician.
One more from the
just
gym.
Just eat that.
It's really hot. It's great.
Oh, there's a few Ethan on, James Dom, chants going on in the chat,
good lad.
Joe.
Ethan Dom's popped James. His mouthful in.
Good lad, Dom.
You're not going to die, though, are you?
How are you feeling, Dom?
Oh, it's quite cheesy.
It's quite tasty, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite tasty.
Oh. Mm.
Right. Someone wants the evidence. Has anyone seen the actual...
Oh, yeah, where's the packaging, Ethan?
Can you see?
It's really hot. It's nice, though.
It's not over here.
Oh, dear.
Must be somewhere.
Through there, maybe.
Oh,
that's okay, actually.
Are you?
It's not that okay.
What?
It's very hot.
Would it get in the 9 and 10 club? Oh! My lips!
It's really hot.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
Packaging's here.
I thought it was going to be awful.
It's pretty hot.
That's not too bad.
Let's have a little bit.
You little bitch.
Look at the packaging there. Read it out.
Pepper X. That's my porn name. 18 plus only. That's my porn search. Chili mac and cheese. Made with the world's hottest chili pepper. Serving suggestion, 380 grams.
I want you to finish it by the end of this.
I can do this.
Go on, Ethan, keep going.
I feel... I'm all right.
Ethan James is our manager.
While you're wrapping up, can I go wash my face?
top three scariest things. Quickly.
Top three?
Top three scariest things.
Number three. Bites two and three.
Looking at your bank account on a Monday after you've been on a big few days out.
Yeah, that's good.
Scary. Number two, AI taking over everyone's jobs and we all just have to fend for ourselves and beat each other up in a society where we're all lost and...
That's going to really fuck my stomach.
And number one, loud bangs.
Why is that
scared? I'm so
why is that worse than the end of society as we know it?
I hate loud bangs.
I should
Dom, top three scariest things.
Top three scariest things. Finding blood in your piss.
Awful.
Running out of money, but you have things to pay for.
Yeah, bad.
You know things are coming up. Scary. The prospect of no future. Prospect of all your dreams don't come to fruition.
Right, go for it. Go for it, Joe.
Top three, number three, parents dying.
Yeah, that's sad. That's so scary, is it?
So scary, man. My head's going weird. I'm lightheaded after that. I shouldn't have had three bites.
How are you getting on, Ethan?
I've had about six or seven.
Number two.
Fucking menace.
I've got a real fear of driving in a really long road in America in the middle of nowhere and my petrol going.
Oh, God.
Yeah, like, what's it called?
No Country for Old Men.
No. Narcotic Animals.
Whatever.
Who?
That feeling of, like, just... That, and then whatever comes next after that. And another fear that I have is plane crashing when I'm on it.
Yeah, that is scary. Yeah. Liam Allen's scariest thing is Ethan James's bumhole tomorrow morning. What's your top three scariest things, Ethan? Real love?
In at number three, I'd probably say, Drew, the relentless marching of time.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That is awkward.
Oh, I shouldn't have gone in again.
It just doesn't stop. The second one would be that dream I keep having where I keep floating away and I can't get back to Earth.
You know that a lot.
That's terrifying.
That's terrifying. And in Number one. Oh, I'd probably just say, I imagine we all have a death day and we don't know when that is, but it's written down in the calendar for me. It could be tomorrow. Mm. That would be weird if I said that now, wouldn't it? This would go viral. Oh, you could get more subs.
He died the next day.
So are you doing all right, by the way? You okay?
Yeah,
I'm not doing very well at all now.
My mouth's on fire. I'm worried that my stomach might get this
you
now.
Just one bite.
I love the cheesiness.
Oh, I've one more.
Have another one. Have a big one.
Oh, Shanna Van V has donated £2. Love the live. Do it more.
We should do, actually, shouldn't we?
Ethan's Hins profile.
Ethan, really
oh, Ben Love. This is the end of the song from Dom. I do have a poem.
He does a poem to end it.
Fine, it plays out with a poem.
I do have a poem, Pork Pie. Here we go. Bats come out of my pants because no one touches my pee-pee. And also I don't wash my pants. Ghosts are all the opportunities and possibilities of futures I've squandered. Frankenstein's monster are all the personalities I use for different people. Ghouls are the dreams I used to have. Ghosts are when I have money, when I think I have more money than I have, and then look at my bank, aghast. Vampires are the sandwiches I eat that keep sucking my life energy. Ghouls, oh, I said ghouls. Werewolves are when I saw hair on my ex-girlfriend's bumhole and ran away. Demons are heartburn. Witches are people that don't love me when they first meet me and think I'm the best person in the world. Also, witches are my ex-girlfriend who lived with her ex-boyfriend whilst I was dating her and who was still in love with him and he was an architect. Happy Halloween! Yay!
Happy Halloween, everyone!
Happy Halloween, everyone!
Have a great night! See you later!
Beef Torpedo, thank you!
Ethan
sitting in his grandparents' chair, stark naked, saying, come sit next to me, whilst patting the chair. Thank you, Beef Torpedo.
Thank you. Bye, Ethan.
Thank you, and ta-ra, we'll see you again.